This is KUT. A simple label change from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration could have a sweeping impact on access to medication abortions in Texas. The federal agency announced on Wednesday it's updating how the pill should be administered. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
This change puts federal guidelines for how to dispense the country's most widely used abortion pill in line with what doctors have been doing for a while now. The FDA says clinicians can now prescribe a lower dose of the drug, and they can prescribe it 10 weeks into a pregnancy. The cutoff used to be roughly 50 days.
This is really an advance for Texas women who, because of the restrictions in HB2, have been forced to use an outdated protocol that's less effective.
That's Janet Kreps, an attorney with the Center for Reproductive Rights. Her group is actually challenging that law she mentioned, HB2. It's the state's omnibus abortion bill from 2013 that's now before the Supreme Court. Kreps says this is good news, but really this change in protocol doesn't change other existing laws that made legal abortions hard to obtain in Texas.
The medication protocol requires 2 trips to the clinic to get the medication and to come back for a follow-up. Texas, however, requires women make an extra unnecessary trip in order to hear state-mandated information 24 hours before the abortion if they live within 100 miles of the provider.
And then there are a slew of other rules in House Bill 2 that Kreps says force clinics to shutter across Texas. On top of that, Dr. Daniel Grossman, a professor at the University of California, San Francisco, says some of the clinics that remained open stopped offering medication abortions because of the same law.
During the first 6 months after HB2 went into effect, we saw that there was a 70% decline in medication abortion statewide, which was really, you know, a profound drop in the number of medication abortions. And part of that is women had to travel farther, it was more expensive.
Grossman co-authored a couple of studies with the Texas Policy Evaluation Project at UT Austin, looking at the effects of HB2 on abortion access. He says he hopes this could eventually lead to more clinics offering the abortion pill again. Grossman says based on surveys he saw in his research, that would be a welcome change for many women in Texas.
You know, in many parts of Texas, there was a strong preference for medication abortion. And I hope that this newly revised label that's been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will be implemented soon across the state so that women will be able to get the kind of procedure that they want.
The extent to which that will happen is, of course, not a sure thing. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.